There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A responsible bill to keep the government running. Protects jobs, it stops the wasteful spending. In fact, we've now reduced overall discretionary spending some $176 billion since the 2010 fiscal year.
Speaker of the House John Boehner celebrating as Congress doesn't have a government shutdown on Thursday, and they might be on track to approve a $1.1 trillion spending bill. You know some of these details. We've flushed them out for the past week. The Department of Homeland Security only funded through the end of February. Everything else funded all the way through the fiscal year. It looked as though some of the Republicans would throw a monkey wrench into it. And it also looked as though some Democrats would, but in the end, when we say narrowly passed, we mean narrowly. And that's why John Boehner is having a merry, because for a few hours, it looked as though he was not going to get his wish. 219, 206, you know when they got that vote? Quarter of 10 on Thursday night. So the House had enough votes to pass the spending bill. Now, what will the Senate do? The Senate will vote on the House bill on Friday, and then that gets on Obama's desk if it passes the Senate. But who's to say that it might get sticky as it works its way through the Senate? My gut says, yeah, it already made the House hurdle. Think it makes the Senate. The Democrats are in a weak position. I don't think they're going to stop this, especially Harry Reid was originally saying, yeah, we're jumping on this thing. And this is the end of Harry Reid being the majority leader. I don't think that it's going to be backed up there. But what drama in the House. I mean, they recessed for about 7 hours. They scrambled to find any kind of votes to move the bill across the finish line. It's like a scene from Alpha House on Amazon. That's what it was like. The chaos, pretty fitting for a Congress that already went through one government shutdown, and there's been nothing but inertia, turmoil, problems, backbiting, infighting, you name it. Think of any ugly adjective, and you could probably apply it to this Congress. And this is the end of this Congress, though. The new one comes in the beginning of the year. We'll see what that yields. But it was clear that Boehner was going to have a tough time early in the morning on Thursday because they barely approved a routine procedural hurdle, but did to set up the major vote, thank goodness. And now, I say thank goodness because, frankly, I didn't want to go through a whole drama of government shutdown, and I didn't think it was going to work as to, you know, hold the government hostage over the whole immigration thing, because clearly when the new Congress comes in, Department of Homeland Security is only funded for barely 2 months, and there will be way more ammunition and discussion at that point, so it makes complete sense to me. Although Wall Street really gets its way, there's no question. I mean, as Congressman Lloyd Doggett from Texas said, one of the rare Democrats, and I'd have to agree with him. He says, you know, it's about the stuffing the silk stockings and they want to gamble with our money. He is right, because we're talking about the derivatives. And so nothing happened different there. They didn't touch it. So that's a huge win for the Wall Street fat cats in 2008. That's why banks too big to fail became banks too big to fail. Because of the hijinks and what they were doing with what they were doing financially with that one financial instrument and it's those derivative swaps, and so now they don't have to worry about that. So that changes the game. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, you're going to love this conversation with the one and only Dick Cavett. Yep. Sent me a copy of his book called Brief Encounters. And remember, Dick Cavett interviewed John Lennon and Yoko Ono. He interviewed current people, name them. He was tight with some of the Soprano members, James Gandolfini, he knew, and a bunch of other people like Muhammad Ali. He had some great conversations with, but also shared meals with and whatnot. And his book is really, really funny. It's exactly what he says. Brief encounters, magic moments, and assorted hijinks. And I really enjoyed talking to Dick Cavett. It's interesting, too. Just like Johnny Carson, another Nebraska guy. Another guy from Nebraska who really, at one point, when he stacked up talk show hosts, he was the guy. He certainly was. He was one of the top three guys. There is no doubt about it. I mean, you can Google him and you go to the television history museums, broadcast museums in Chicago and New York. They have them. It's actually pretty fun because you can look up any television show and actually sit there and watch it. You could pick anything out of the 60s, 50s, current stuff and watch it and watch some of the news footage. And certainly his shows are there. You can watch a couple of the Cavett shows. So he's coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight. Also, more reaction to the enhanced interrogation techniques and the report that came out about them from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It pretty much as you would expect, some people are high-fiving and other people are saying this is ridiculous and disastrous and we're in a time of war and why are we releasing it? And see, it does go to show you one thing. It doesn't matter Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever your label is. It is true that we are in a time of war, but yet it's not treated like a time of war. And I think that that just slips by people unless they have family serving, friends serving, close neighbors serving. I'm not saying that people don't respect the people in the military necessarily, but the war, oh, we are in a war, and we are. We're in a war and terror. We have soldiers deployed in Iraq. Why do we send an extra 4,000, and we're still in Afghanistan, and we're still leaving more people in Afghanistan? That is war. That's what that is. So do we put them in harm's way by having this out there and letting the French newspapers, the Brits, the Europeans, well, of course, anyone, it's fair game, dissect what was in it and then say horrible things about the United States, and then it's used as propaganda to prop up the terrorist machine. And I think, to me, that's the worst part of the timing of it. See, then you have Senator Dianne Feinstein saying, well, there's never any good timing, because she knows it's not good timing. There's never any good timing to release this, and it needs to see the light of day, so we had to get it out there. We had to do it. And I wonder about the danger still that has been created, perhaps, as a result of it. All right, you don't want to miss this. Coming up, Dick Cavett next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,230.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,275.35, $637.67 for a half ounce, or $318.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,275.35, $637.67, and $318.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I can't believe it. I'm in the presence of greatness, sort of, because he's in a virtual green room and I'm someplace else. Dick Cavett, he is terrific and he's got a great book out. I stayed up very late reading it, Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks. He has met everyone and anyone and he is the coolest dude on the planet. Dick, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, I'm sorry I ruined your night's sleep. You seem coherent today.
I try. So when everybody meets you, do they always ask you about John Lennon and Yoko Ono? I mean, that was one of
yes.
the best interviews.
Yes, they do.
How did that come about?
I don't know exactly. Somebody on my staff suggested it. Somebody tried something or other, got word back that they watched the show and they would be glad to meet me and see if they felt from that they like doing it. So on a rainy day in the middle of the afternoon, I went to the St. Regis Hotel and up to their suite, and they were on the bed, and it startled me at first, and then I realized they were working there, but John had folders and stuff laid out. And almost immediately, John was accessible and friendly and like someone you were comfortable with, and he would, I made him laugh. I said to his remark to me, "You know, you have the only halfway intelligent talk show on television." And I asked him why he would want to be on a halfway intelligent show. And he found that quite funny. I'm glad to see that you do, too.
I do find that funny. And I just love the cross-section of the people that you had a chance to have those brief encounters with. I mean, the name of the book, he must have come to you, boom, because it fits what you're talking about and who you've talked to over the course of a long career. Muhammad Ali, sparring with him, joking with him, and how excited he was to meet you. Did you find that started to happen to you because you became a celebrity, Dick? So were people drawn to you as well?
Well, you're right. It took a while to adjust to that. And when people I never dreamed as a kid in Nebraska seeing in the movies or wherever, television, that I would ever be in the same room with them, but let alone having them say, you know, I'm such a fan, or it's nice to meet you. And I thought, they must be talking to someone standing behind me, because I'm still little Dickie Cavett from Nebraska, and they're Orson Welles or Marlon Brando or Katharine Hepburn or a famous murderer or the head of a mafia family. Or, but I'm stunned at my guest list when I look back at it, of the number of people who were on, not just showbiz greats, but of everything, including one murderer and or two, probably, if I only knew, and sports people and political people. And the fact that I managed to become, to my great pride, an enemy of Richard Nixon.
Yes. And how did that happen?
In a number of ways. Going back a bit, partly from my protesting that John Lennon should not be, he asked me if I would come down and talk in his benefit, when the great unindicted co-conspirator and criminal in the White House from Yorba Linda and his criminal vice president, Spiro Agnew, we had two crooks in the White House at the same time, wanted John out of the country because his lickspittle, H.R. Haldeman, had said this guy Lennon could sway an election. And that, and over the years, I found the White House watched the show constantly. I eventually had the thrill, which you can too, vicariously on YouTube, of seeing Nixon say, "Cavett, what can we do to screw him?"
I know. I have actually seen that, so it is very funny.
To be the most powerful man in the world. Lately, because I did this stunningly brilliant hour documentary, and I don't get the credit for it, the people who put it together, called Dick Cavett's Watergate. You can Google Dick Cavett's Watergate and see a stirring hour. I didn't realize, someone else did, that I had had nearly all the baddies of Watergate on my show. And on this show, somebody called after seeing it and saying, "Do you feel sorry for Nixon in any way?" And I said, "Yes." The poor man died never having an answer to his question, "Is Cavett a Jew?"
Because he was so certain, right?
you can see that in the special. Yeah, his anti-Semitism was one of his many highly developed traits, along with the foulest mouth in the history of the world, probably part of his obsession with his manhood that psychologists or psychiatrists would often point out. He was a real man, he would say about people. And that and the fact that he was such a brilliant man, genius lawyer, people who saw him testify when he was a lawyer at Supreme Court said it was just thrillingly brilliant, sprang from the womb screaming, "I want to be president," and with an ugly personality and face, he managed the miracle of doing it, and then, of course, screwed it up.
No kidding. I think we're almost out of time, but you and I have something in common. My first job out of college was in Kearney, Nebraska, and I know what a runza is. You know what a runza is, too, don't you?
I was born there.
In Kearney, Nebraska? How about
yes,
that?
Yes, they get credit.
Yeah.
We lived in Gibbon, but they had no hospital. And the next time we talk, we must talk about the very heartbreaking Christmas story that's in my book, the two criminal offenses that I committed as a young man, and the sordid sex stories.
Oh, I love it. Promise me you'll come back. Will you come back, Dick?
Try me. Just
all right.
Try me.
I love
okay.
it. Dick Cavett, Brief Encounters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Wow, how great to talk to Dick Cavett. Brief Encounters. It's really true. I did sit. I decided I was going to try to read what I could, and then read what I could turned into reading the whole book. And at the tail end of the book, he talks about all these different people that he met, that he really liked James Gandolfini, and he talked about going to his funeral and his encounters with different members of the Sopranos. And with Gandolfini, he had seen him on Broadway, and he had front row seats and said the guy was an actor. He was incredible. And he talked about Gandolfini telling him that he was having anxiety attacks, and he had even gone to get treatment for it because of this play, that he was worried about whether or not he was going to make his, you know, whether he was going to make his his marks and the stage time and memorizing the lines and all of that sort of stuff. And I thought that was pretty powerful. It was a whole chapter in his book. And he talks about also some of the other people in his long, long career, like Dick Clark. And he talks about what Dick Clark was like in conversations with Clark and how he just liked him, that he was just pleasant and that he was great at kidding on the air and he had a great relationship. He was just good on radio and how much fun it was to interact with him and the fact that he did the Pyramid Show. And the Pyramid Show at the time, if you remember, that was only on once a week in midnight. And he taped a couple of shows, and he said he saw the show, and then he said he somewhat foolishly accepted the offer. He said, not much of a move of a wise person, but it turned out okay. He said he learned the game on the job. He learned what he had to do on the job. And I guess because there is a worrisome thing there, by the way. You have a contestant with you, and you want to win money for them. And so that was part of the deal, that it wasn't all just kibitzing anymore. It wasn't just radio. You were doing TV, and you were trying to help somebody actually win some money. He also talks about, he has a chapter called The Wrath of Grapes, and he talks about, the alcohol industry and drinking and joking about that with writers and actors. And he talked about notorious examples of it. And, you know, he talked about what that was like for him and going through friendships with people and the drinks with people and what hangovers do to, like, Robert Benchley, who talked famously about his hangovers and said once that the only cure for a hangover was death. And you know, he has a lot of funny, funny quotes in it. I thought it was really interesting, and what a compliment to him, is you have Jimmy Fallon, who now is the host of course, The Tonight Show. And Jimmy Fallon did the foreword in the book, Dick Cavett's book. And Fallon talks about the fact that before he went on the air for the first time to do The Tonight Show, he was a little bit nervous. And here he, earlier in the day, had gotten this call from Dick Cavett, who told him just to go for it and enjoy it and that kind of stuff. And it was really, I think, a huge compliment to him for Fallon to say, yeah, let me do the foreword to this. And he said that he couldn't be more generous and nice, and he was rooting for him and wishing him luck as the host of the show. And, of course, for Cavett, for such a long time, he was Mr. Television interviewer. And he talks about, and you heard him talk about, the fact that he can't believe he came from this small town in Nebraska and look at how far he came from there. All right, so Dick Cavett, pick it up, Brief Encounters. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, don't just walk away.
Those individuals who are serving the President of the United States right now are not engaged and are not supporting a policy of enhanced interrogation techniques.
The cause and effect relationship between the use of EITs and useful information subsequently provided by the detainee is, in my view, unknowable. In light of the fact that these techniques were abandoned 7 years ago, however, my fervent hope is that we can put aside this debate and move forward to focus on issues that are relevant to our current national security challenges.
All right, that's John Brennan. Of course, he's in the spy business saying, yeah, let's move forward. And, of course, we have to move forward. Why did we have to move back in the first place? I think that's the problem with that. But you also heard Josh Earnest, who is the White House press secretary, talking about current members and the report coming out and whatnot. It'll be part of the Sunday Swirl. You know, when you click on your tubes, you got your cup of Joe, and you're listening to what the Yak 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 is coming out of D.C. That's what's going to happen. I think it's going to be about the House passing the $1.1 trillion spending bill, and then probably the Senate. Immigration will be thrown in, and the enhanced interrogation report, the 500 pages, it'll still be part of it. It was last week, but it'll still be part of it again. Hey, listen, Al-Qaeda is something to be concerned about. The Al-Qaeda folks, and coming up, actually, too, in our third hour, we chat with my pal Ivan Elin, who I think has his finger on the pulse of everything in the Middle East. He talks about Al-Qaeda really being still the bigger threat, even though the conversation has shifted to ISIS because of all the propaganda that's out there. But anyway, Syrian opposition sources are reporting that the Al-Qaeda, branch of Al-Qaeda, they've taken over an area along the Israeli-Syrian border using UN cars as part of an explosion attack. That's pretty frightening, isn't it? They've been spotted doing that. So that's how they're, you know, conducting some terror ops. I was looking at some videos somebody sent me earlier, and I'm sure there's links all over the place. And, you know, you look and you see, and it's like, okay, there's the deserts, the desert behind the Al-Nusayr front. And you look at the houses, and then all of a sudden, poof, giant explosions in different areas very, very close to the city. So the UN car was the second of two cars to explode and led to the deaths of two of Assad's men who were not killed from the first explosion. And, you know, this is all part of that whole war that's happening. The UN responds to the attack saying using UN equipment by Jabhat al-Nusayr to carry out terrorist acts is unacceptable. Ooh, they're quaking. See, that's the problem. There's no blowback there, which they're right. It is absolutely ridiculous because, of course, you see those cars and nobody's thinking that there's danger in this. That's how they're able to do it. So the UN forces were able to escape, but the fact that they, excuse me, had these, a lot of times these peacekeepers have been kidnapped by terrorists near that Israeli-Syrian border, and now you've got the, you know, now the fact that you've got, and they've captured 44 peacekeepers from the Philippines. This is not something they've done before, but the fact that you've got these cars that are being used as the front, of course, it's unassuming. Somebody sees it and they recognize it as the UN car, and they're not fleeing, they're not running, because they're not thinking there's any way this thing is rigged up. Of course they're not thinking that. And that's why that's being used in that way. So Al-Qaeda, as Ivan Elin will talk about in our third hour, because he talks about Turkey and how Turkey all of a sudden is not such a great ally, so what do we do? And also the fact that Al-Qaeda is definitely not shrinking back, despite the fact that we keep talking about ISIS and ISIL and, you know, different, throw out different letters, throw them up in the air. It all means the same thing, not good for any of us. One thing that has been good for us here in the United States is oil below $60 a barrel. How are you liking the drive to the pumps these days? What are you paying for gasoline? Now, there is the conversation. I always say America Tonight is about the crossroads of what people are talking about. Well, one of the things that is absolutely the biggest buzz happening is how cheap gas is. And when it's $60 a barrel, I mean, that's the first time since 2009. Since 2009, that is crazy. So no matter where you're listening to me, you've got to be, well, you're somewhere in the twos. You could be 239. You could be even lower than that. I paid 229 the other day. Crazy. So what's going to happen? The crude slid to 1.6% in New York. The market, they say, is going to correct itself. Of course, this is according to the oil minister, and it's the Saudi Arabian oil minister, Ali Al-Naimi. The global demand for crude from OPEC will drop next year by about 300,000 barrels a day to 28.9 million. That's the least since 2003. So oil's collapse in a bear market has been, needless to say, exacerbated as Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, OPEC's three biggest members offered discounts on exports to Asia in at least the lowest they've had in at least 6 years. So they decided against reducing their output quota at a meeting last month, which you all know and some of you have called to talk about, and that's let those prices slip to a level that could slow U.S. production that surged to its highest levels in more than 3 decades. And it's the crude we need to go after, and we all know that and have talked about it. That's where it's at. You know, there's no question that is where it's at in the U.S. We start doing that, and you start doing the export thing, and this is the time to have that Keystone Pipeline blowing and going. Grim, let's reach out to him. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Kate. Just a couple of things real quick, like saving America's few things. You can save your sugar bags. They make great freezing bags, and your large tortilla shell bags are great for putting lettuce in.
Hmm. And, you know what? I've done that, actually, the lettuce thing. Yeah.
Well, it keeps the lettuce even further along.
Yeah.
Because of the flour in it is like having a, what do you call one, in dehydrator?
Preservative.
Thing.
Yeah.
Dehydrator bags that they keep moisture out.
Oh, yeah.
And then something else, quick recipe, if you like mashed potatoes, you're going to love this. In a regular quart pot, and you do probably enough for two people, add some curry powder, about a tablespoon, add about 4 drops of sesame seed oil, and when you're boiling the potatoes, of course, whatever amount of salt, and then when you go to mash them, your butter and your milk, but it is delicious. Now, it kind of tastes like the first time, like you eat seafood.
Right, but then you get used to it.
You can put, well, that's the thing with anything, but you can't, but they have a thing about memory and curry, you know. So,
you know what, Grim, I was going to say that. It's brilliant that you obviously are a reader and you pay attention like I do. And the curry, you're right. In India, they don't have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a great tip for everyone listening. Seriously, if you just use a little curry, and it is, like Grim says, hard to get used to in a way in the beginning, but that's part of the reason why they don't have it.
With mashed potatoes, it's totally different.
It tastes better.
It absorbs into the potato as you're boiling.
Yum. Sounds good.
Yeah, just try it, because to me, when I first tasted it, it was like eating shrimp. Hot sauce if you want to. I don't suggest it the first time.
Right. But you put it in the boiling water. You put the curry and the sesame oil in the water while you're cooking it.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. That's good.
But, you know what? I tell you, this is kind of just speculation, but I'll tell you how our Congress is going to act. The Republicans are going to come back and create all these special committees so they can make more sitting on a committee board than they can sitting there. Because, you know, it's now time to point the finger at the Democrats.
Yeah,
you know
committees. Yeah.
They make $20,000 a day above their salary.
I know. You're right. That's
what
it's about. Yep. Absolutely. It's
you'll
crazy,
more,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'll see more and more. They need to do their job, and we need to wipe out this special pay for them sitting on. That's part of their job. I don't get any special pay for doing special projects.
I know. It's so crazy, isn't it? It is. It is so crazy. Well, there's so many things that could be funded. There's things that really need to be funded. What are we doing? What
about
are we
all
doing?
The children starving?
Yes.
Right, with parents unemployed for...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know. What about programs that could actually help the balance, get into some of the inner city schools and help them young, help kids that are latchkey kids and are disillusioned and they're just growing up in that same environment, help them, give them a hand up through, and that's not saying, you know, we're not saying, oh, throw welfare. No, we're saying help, actually go in and do something and use that money and whip it in there. How great would that be?
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather have somebody, instead of giving me money, come out here and help me, you know, a second hand means more than $5.
I agree.
A second hand.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. It's crazy. Wow, we agreed on everything tonight, Grim. That's a good sign. Thanks for the tip. He's right about the curry. Because while we have an incredible epidemic of Alzheimer's happening, and it scares me to death, what's happening in the near future, you're starting to see these memory centers pop up. Maybe the curry helps. Maybe the curry will help some of you. Stay with us.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
After a tumultuous summer filled with domestic violence scandals, the NFL makes a big move. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
On the heels of the Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson cases, NFL owners unanimously approved a revised personal conduct policy. A more extensive list of prohibited conduct is on it, as well as specific criteria for paid leave for anyone charged with a violent crime. Biggest changes also include the NFL now hiring special counsel for investigations and conduct who will oversee initial discipline. The policy will implement an element of leave with pay during investigations of people charged with violent crimes. Also, the commissioner will maintain a role in the appeals process, but also might appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding an appeal. But not so fast, says the players' union. They released a statement saying they could consider Wednesday's vote by the owners as a violation of the collective bargaining agreement reached in 2011, giving the union cause to file a grievance. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
Trouble now, I'm trouble now.
once again, we're on that straightaway, hitting the final moments of this hour of America tonight. So I thought it would be fun to count the numbers for our little special thing called We Can Count. Sweet, isn't it? When you go from the cushy job of working on the Hill to K Street. You know what K Street is. It's just a big money dump for sure. So here's the scoop on the top lobbying gains of the year. How about this? In February, the Obama administration announced a second delay in the deadline for mid-sized businesses to provide health insurance to their employees, of course, while also ending some of the rules for larger companies, or at least easing them. So what the scoop is, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the International Franchise Association, Retail Industry Leaders Association, the National Retail Federation, were among the business groups that lobbied heavy, baby, for the changes to the health care law. Employees with 50 to 99 employees now have until 2016 to provide their employees with health coverage. Businesses that employ more than 100 people still have to comply with the regulations by 2015, but will only have to insure 70% of their workforce at that time. How about that? Support from Boeing, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the Chamber of Commerce helped the U.S. Export-Import Bank overcome its toughest opposition in its 80-year history. So, battling conservative groups and Delta Airlines, which railed against XIM, it's called, called it a funding for corporate welfare, right? Proponents were even able to overcome some strong reservations from House Financial Conservatives Chairman Jeb Hensarling, Republican from Texas. Ultimately, Congress reauthorized XM's charter through June of 2015 with a larger stopgap government funding bill. So, I mean, you get it. You get the game. You know what it means. But isn't it interesting? Those that lobby the hardest seem to do the best. And some of it for good reason, right? Some of it's for good reason. Like, you've got this camera backup camera rule. And Congress directed the Department of Transportation to improve rear visibility in cars by 2011. It took a ton of pressure, though, to make it happen. One time on a morning radio show I was doing, I interviewed a woman whose husband accidentally, I mean, couldn't see, backed up over their daughter and killed her. And ever since I heard that story, I could barely talk after meeting that woman. It was just so sad to hear her story. She was pushing for this to happen, and she testified and everything. So now what the deal is, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced rules to help prevent backover accidents that kill 200 people and injure another 15,000 each year, right? Public citizens filed a suit on behalf of the Consumers Union of the United States, Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety and Kids in Cars, as well as two parents whose children were either hurt or killed after they backed into them. So by May of 2018, all new cars under 10,000 pounds have to have backup cameras as standard features. I think this is actually a pretty good thing. Two of my cousins have them in their cars. It didn't cost them more, and it's great. They back up in the driveway, and you can actually see behind you what's going on. So I say bravo to that regulation for sure anyway. Wendy Davis, she ran for governor of Texas and made some noise because she got some national buzz anyway. So it wasn't about her opponent who easily won, the Republican Greg Abbott. It was about her. She won the Bum Steer of the Year Award for her train wreck of a campaign against Greg Abbott. That's what a prize to win. I'm the Bum Steer. However, she might be in good company, because former winners include Governor Rick Perry in 2012, Tom DeLay, Anna Nicole Smith, and Lance Armstrong. So how about that? And by the way, the Bum Steer Award comes from a pretty big magazine. It's called Texas Monthly. You know, they have them in all cities. New York Monthly, Tampa Monthly, I don't know. They have a whole bunch around the country, for sure. So a pretty big hole was dug there. And for her to get the Bum Steer Award, she won $270,499 fewer votes than the Democratic candidate for governor, Bill White, did in 2010. So for all the national publicity she got, she didn't do much of a dent when it came to really making it a race with Greg Abbott. Also, creating some buzz and some numbers as well, because it is about the numbers on We Can Count. This may be the biggest number of them all, the saddest number. We're talking a lot about the Affordable Care Act. As I've already said, the show is going to the Supreme Court oral arguments the end of February, probably when the immigration arguments kick in as well. But 43 million Americans carry unpaid medical bills. Yep, and remember, this was one of the things about Obamacare. There would be lower medical costs, but there's a new study out that finds that medical debt is running and ruining the lives of so many, the credit of so many Americans. It is crippling what you're being charged at for some of these procedures, and they can't pay it. So according to a study released by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 43 is the number. 52% of all overdue debt accounts on credit reports are related to medical services. That's incredible. 52%. You know, so it's not people running off and just buying up a storm of things on the credit cards. For 15 million people, medical debt is the only debt they have in collection in their credit report. And the report also found that many debts are smaller than the other kinds of debt, but confusion leads some to delay payment or to them not even knowing they owe money. That is so unacceptable, isn't it? Remember, you can touch out, you can reach out and touch the show anytime you want. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
For no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.